These six things doth the Lord hate. Yea, no, there's seven things that are an abomination to Him. Seven. Okay, there's seven things God hates. Let's go to the next verse and see what some of these are. A heart, back up to 17. A proud look, a lying tongue, and hands that shed innocent blood. Now then, abortion. Does God hate abortion?
Amen.
If you shed the blood of an innocent child, is that child innocent?
Amen.
Yeah, that child's innocent. That little thing didn't have nothing to do with coming here. Some man and some woman came together and in a sexual relationship, and if they didn't want a baby, they shouldn't have had sex in the first place.
Amen.
But when a man and a woman have sex, they should never, ever have sex with a man or a woman unless you're married to that person.
Amen.
Under zero conditions.
Amen.
No marriage, no sex.
No. And
if you get pregnant, then obviously you've got a baby on the way. Now that little thing is a living life. The minute the seed and sperm come together, you got an explosion taking place in there, and you got a life in there.
Amen.
That thing's alive. And you know, God, if you, so maybe a month later or 2 months later or 3 months later, you decide to have an abortion. Of course, I had never seen the movie that Dr. Dodson and them put out called The Silent Scream. I didn't know it was there back in those days. But that silent scream, they literally show what happens in the womb in an abortion when a child is killed and then when the child is pulled out in pieces, torn apart. I mean, you know, when you see this and know how it works, you think, oh God, that advice I gave when I was about 25 years old to that couple, forgive me for that murder, because I was guilty of murder. Do you know that?
Yeah.
Aren't we glad we serve a God that will forgive us?
Amen.
I mean, I gave some lousy advice to that couple, but here I was technically a young, stupid man giving advice about something I had no knowledge of. Before I give them that advice, instead of giving them what I thought was okay, I should have went to the Word and checked it out to see what God said about it. Now then, I have a lot more knowledge and a lot more wisdom from the Word. Now I know, because right there it says, here's three of the things I hate. A proud look, a lying tongue, and hands that shed innocent blood. I hate this, God says. Hey, if He hates it, and you've had an abortion, I think it's time to repent, don't you?
Amen.
Just like whenever I give that advice to that couple, and they had that abortion, many years later, when I found this in the Word one day, I thought, oh, God, I'm guilty. Lord, I'm guilty of murder. I was an accomplice to this murder. Yeah. Lord, forgive me, please. You know. Now then, I ain't never give that kind of advice no more. Never again. I mean, never. You know, but is there anybody in here that hasn't made a mistake in your life? All of us have sinned and come short of the glory of God, right, John? Probably, like me, many times short.
Today.
Hey, praise God. We need to, hey, Lord, forgive me. And Lord, help me that I don't make these kind of mistakes. We want to walk holy every day, right? Because that's what the King says. Lord, help us to walk holy. We don't want to go there. So let's just look at all those again. We look at those three right there. A heart that devises wicked imaginations. Feet that be swift in running to mischief. And a false witness that speaks lies. And he that soweth discord among the brethren. Now those are seven things that God hates. If He hates those seven things, then I think we ought to burn that list indelibly into ourselves, and we don't do that no more, don't you? If God hates it, that'd be just like me if I told you, I hate for you to call me Thurman. Don't call me Thurman no more if I hate it, you know. I mean, if you want to stay on my good side, you know, if for some reason, have you ever heard people that say, I hate my middle name? Or I hate my first name. I don't even want to be called by my first name. You call me by my middle name. If you want to stay on that person's good side, what do? That's right. You call them whatever they want to be called. Now, right here is seven things that God said He hates. Now, if He hates these things and you go do these things, you can just set yourself up figuring there's going to be a consequence if you break His rules. You know that? Now, who's going to determine what that consequence is going to be? God is. We don't know what that consequence is going to be. But I'm going to tell you, if He hates a proud look, don't go around having that proud look. If He hates a lying tongue, don't go around lying. And if He hates those that take the blood of an innocent child, have nothing to do, nothing whatsoever to do with an abortion. Verse 18. Let's go back to Proverbs 10. The godly person gives wise advice, but the tongue that deceives will be cut off. Now, that could be a Christian. You know that? You could be a Christian and you could deceive people and give bad advice. And do you know God could make the decision that I'm going to cut you off because you've not done that? You go around deceiving people, I'm going to cut you off. You ever wonder why some preachers die early? You ever stop and think about that? I mean, when we was down with Howard Pittman that day, I'm telling you, Howard Pittman was cut off at 50-something years of age. What was he, 50 or 1 or 2 or something? He's 79 now, but in 1979, Howard Pittman was a Southern Baptist preacher. And he had an artery sever in his heart, and he bled to death on the way to the hospital, and he died. And he went to heaven. When he got there, God told him, Howard, you can come in, but you're going to get no rewards. How would you like to be met with God at heaven with a statement like that? He was thinking, I've been a Southern Baptist preacher. I preached your word on the streets, God. I mean, you ought to really have something special for me. But when he got there, he said, God told him, you can come in, but you don't get a single reward. How would you like to be a preacher and have that statement made to you? After all those years. And he said, but God, I worked for you. I was a Baptist preacher. I went to seminary. I done all these things for you. He said, Howard, you never done nothing for me. You didn't believe my word. You didn't preach my word. You didn't do what I told you to do while you was on earth. So he said, you get no rewards. We sat and talked to this man just a few weeks ago all day long. He begged God to let him come back and give him another chance. And God did. And he let Howard Pittman, he was dead for hours. And he let Howard Pittman come back to life, and he has sent him back. And he said, you still as a Southern Baptist preacher, I didn't believe God did miracles. I didn't believe He done healings. But he said, let me tell you, I've changed my mind. Is that what he said? I changed my mind. Wow. Now then, he's 79 years old today, still going. And still in good health. We sat down, Dave was there with us, Cheryl was with me, his wife was with us, you know, several of us, in the Ty and Cheryl was with us, Eldon was there, and was Nancy with us?
Yes,
yeah, and Nancy, all of us, we all flew down there to where they were at, and we had a meeting with Howard all day from about 10 o'clock in the morning to about 4 o'clock in the afternoon. We sat and talked to them all day long, and he told us about what God had showed him and told him about the spirit world and everything else. It was quite an enlightening meeting, and we have a copy of the testimony or the teaching back there on CD. Everything that was talked about, Dave recorded it on his computer that day while we were down there, and we burned it back there, and you can listen to that discussion if you'd like. We have it on CD, several CDs. But it was an awesome day. But how would you like to be presented when you get to heaven? And God says, who are you?
Oops.
Well, I'm Thurman Scrivener. Oh, you're the guy that wouldn't believe my word. You're the one that didn't produce any fruit for me. You know, yeah, you went to church once in a while and you accepted my son. But that's the only reason you're going to get in here. You ain't going to get a single reward. You're going to be a buck private in this place forever. Well, let me tell you, being a buck private in heaven would be better than being a general in hell. You know, but I don't want to be a buck private in heaven, do you?
No.
I want some rewards when I get there. I want to hear one thing from the king when I get home. I want him to say, well done, faithful servant. That's what I want to hear. And I pray that that's what he will say when I get there. I don't want to hear this. You didn't believe my word. You didn't teach what I said. I don't want to hear what Howard Pittman heard. And Howard don't want to hear that again either. That's why he's out doing what God told him now. Now he says there, he says, the godly speak words that are helpful, but the wicked speak only what is corrupt. And you can be wicked and speak corrupt things as a Christian. I know I've been guilty of it. Like I just told you, that advice I gave that couple about that little child. Lord, after I learned that, Lord, I repented I don't know how many times. But I only needed to repent once. But I was so sorry in my heart that I was the one that gave him advice that I thought an abortion would be okay. You know, boy, I think, oh God, how wrong I was. What wrong advice that was. But is there anybody in here that never has given any bad advice in your life? I doubt it. You know, but how are we going to keep from giving bad advice or corrupt? Study the Word of God, get into it, and see what the king likes and what he doesn't like. When you learn what God likes, then you give that kind of advice. When you learn things he don't like, hey, you can tell him. This is what God hates. That's just like that lawyer that Cheryl and I sat down and talked with here a while back up in New York when we was up there teaching. He said, I used to be a divorce attorney. And he said, I've changed what I do now for the simple reason. He says, one day I was doing a divorce for a couple, and they were Christians. And he said, they were having such a problem and so upset at each other, they couldn't agree on nothing. I told him, I said, y'all just settle down right here a minute. I've got to go back and mow. I've got to pray and ask God what we need to do here. He said, I went there and started praying. He said, Lord, how do I deal with this situation? He said, God blatantly, boldly said, I hate divorce. He said, that's all he told me. I hate divorce. So he said, I went back in there and told him. I said, look, I can't do this. I cannot do it. God just spoke to me audibly and told me he hates divorce. He said, you two are either going to have to get this all taken care of and get back together, or you're going to have to find you another attorney. But I am never going to divorce another couple in my life. And he said, I haven't.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website, or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.